Unlocking Your Hidden Power by Jordan Hayes. Copyright GPI 2024. Table of Contents. Chapter 1, The Call to Greatness. Chapter 2, Breaking Mental Barriers. Chapter 3, The Power of Clarity. Chapter 4, Emotional Mastery. Chapter 5, Self-Discipline and Focus. Chapter 6, Resilience in the Storm. Chapter 7, Creating Purpose, Daily. Chapter 8, Energy, Health and Habits. 9, Chapter 9, Courageous Action. 10, Chapter 10, Living from Your Power. Chapter 1, The Call to Greatness. There is a moment, quiet, fleeting, when you realize the life you've been living is not the life you were meant for. It may come in the stillness of a sleepless night, during the frustration of a job you don't love, or in the quiet ache of a dream you've buried. It is a whisper, not a roar, a flicker, not a flame. But it's there, and once it's felt, it never leaves you. This is the call to greatness. It doesn't care about your past. It doesn't ask if you're ready. It doesn't wait for permission. It simply asks one thing. Will you answer? In every person lies a reservoir of untapped potential. Not just talent, but power. The kind that transforms lives, redefines futures, and shapes the world around you. The problem is, most of us don't know how to access it. We've been told to play small, to fit in, to avoid risk, to wait. But what if waiting is the greatest risk of all? What if your greatest fear isn't failure, but never discovering who you were born to become? The first step to unlocking your hidden power is recognizing that you are being invited into something bigger. You weren't meant to simply exist. You were made to rise. This book is your invitation. This chapter is your threshold. You don't need to be fearless. You don't need to have everything figured out. You only need to begin. Because greatness doesn't come to those who wait. It comes to those who respond. The call to greatness rarely arrives with trumpets. It doesn't come wrapped in certainty or ease. Instead, it often shows up dressed as discomfort, dissatisfaction, or restlessness. You may feel it as a sense that something is missing, that the life you're living, though full of tasks, relationships, and expectations, somehow feels incomplete. That's not failure, that's friction. And friction is a sign you're meant to move. Every person who has done something extraordinary began not with answers, but with longing. They were frustrated. They were uncertain. But they listened. Most people ignore the call. Why? Because the call is inconvenient. It challenges who you think you are. It asks you to step away from comfort and into possibility. And possibility is frightening. There are no guarantees in greatness. But there are no guarantees in safety either. Comfort zones are not safe zones. They are silent traps. Let this truth sink in. Discomfort is the beginning of transformation. If you feel lost, it might be because you're on the verge of being found. If you feel stuck, it might be because you're standing at the door of growth. If you feel like something has to change, you're right. And the change starts with you. Think of every person you admire, leaders, creators, survivors, visionaries. None of them answered the call with certainty. They answered it with courage. And courage doesn't mean the absence of fear. It means the presence of movement in spite of fear. You may ask, why me? The better question is, why not me? You are the one who carries the experience, the pain, the perspective that someone else needs. You are the one who holds the combination of voice, vision, and values that can shift not only your life, but the lives of others. Your power is not waiting to be installed. It's waiting to be released. And the key? Answer the call. Even if you don't know the path, even if you're scared, even if you've failed before, the call to greatness is not a destination. It is a decision. The moment you decide to move toward greatness, resistance will rise to meet you. It's not a sign you're on the wrong path. It's confirmation you're on the right one. Resistance doesn't shout. It whispers. You're not ready. You don't have what it takes. What if you fail again? What will people think? These are not truths. They are protective lies, survival mechanisms your brain uses to keep you in the familiar. But familiar is not the same as fulfilled. Your greatness will cost you comfort, but it will reward you with freedom. Let's be clear. Greatness is not fame. It's not popularity, applause, or perfection. It is alignment. It is when your actions align with your values, when your voice aligns with your truth, when your days reflect your deepest desires, not your deepest fears. And alignment starts with awareness. Ask yourself, what are the patterns I keep repeating? What beliefs am I carrying that don't belong to me? Where have I allowed fear to become routine? The answers to these questions won't always be comfortable, but they will be honest. And honesty is where transformation begins. You cannot unlock what you refuse to look at. Many people think their greatest enemy is lack of time, lack of money, or lack of opportunity. But most often, their true enemy is a lack of permission. You've been waiting for someone to give you a sign. This is it. You've been waiting for a push. This is it. You've been waiting for someone to tell you you're enough. You are. Give yourself permission to rise. There is no force more powerful than a person who has stopped asking the world for permission and started creating their own momentum. Greatness is not something you acquire. It is something you uncover. It's already inside you. It's been buried under years of expectations, setbacks, opinions, and noise. But it's there, waiting for you to dig, to trust, and to move. The call you feel? It's not from outside. It's your own voice, remembered. Here is what you must understand. The world will not stop you from settling. No alarm will ring when you shrink your dreams. No protest will rise when you silence your gift. Life will continue whether or not you become who you're capable of being. So you must choose. Not once, not loudly, but daily. Every day you choose to align with your purpose or to postpone it. Every day you either feed your fear or fuel your faith. Greatness is not a single moment. It is the compounding of thousands of small, brave choices. You don't need a map. You need a compass, your values, your why, your willingness to try again even when it's hard. So let's close this chapter with clarity. You are not here by accident. You are not broken beyond repair. You are not too late, too lost, or too much. You are ready. You are powerful. You are being called. Your call to action. Right now, take a moment to write down one answer to each of the following. 1. What would I pursue if I knew I couldn't fail? 2. What am I no longer willing to tolerate? 3. What version of me am I becoming? Don't overthink. Just answer. Let it be honest. These answers are your signal. Your signal to move, speak, write, build, heal, teach, begin. Whatever greatness looks like in your life. Because the world needs what's inside you, and you deserve to see it fully alive. Step forward. Answer the call. Your journey has begun. Chapter 2: Breaking Mental Barriers. The most powerful prison is not made of iron bars. It's made of beliefs. You could be living in a city filled with opportunity, have people around you who love and support you, and still feel stuck. Why? Because of the cage you've built in your mind. Limiting beliefs are the invisible chains that keep us bound to old patterns, small lives, and quiet voices. These barriers don't shout. They whisper, "You're not smart enough. It's too late for you. People like you don't do things like that. Who do you think you are?" You weren't born believing these things. You were taught them. by circumstances, people, moments of failure, or moments of fear. And if they were taught, they can be unlearned. The first step to breaking mental barriers is identifying them. You can't break free from something you refuse to name. Ask yourself, where do I constantly second-guess myself? What patterns keep repeating in my life? What do I secretly believe I'm not allowed to have or become? Be honest, be gentle, but be clear. Your answers are not your destiny, they're your diagnosis, and diagnosis is the beginning of healing. Most people try to outrun their mental barriers with more action, more distraction, more noise. But barriers don't break through avoidance. They break when you look them dead in the eye and say, "You don't get to decide who I become." Your brain is not designed to make you happy. It's designed to keep you safe. And sometimes that means it mistakes expansion for danger. When you step into unfamiliar territory, a new goal, a new identity, a new dream, your brain sends out signals of fear, doubt, and hesitation. It's trying to protect you. But protection and progress rarely live in the same room. Mental barriers often begin as emotional bruises. Someone told you that you weren't good enough, and you believed them. You failed once, and decided that meant forever. You tried, and the world didn't clap. So you stopped trying. But listen closely. The mind is not fixed. It's moldable. Every thought you think is a message to your brain. When you repeat a belief often enough, your brain wires around it, reinforces it, builds evidence for it, even if it's not true. This is how limiting beliefs become mental architecture, but you can tear them down. Break the loop. There's a simple but powerful tool for disrupting mental barriers: awareness plus replacement. Every time a limiting thought surfaces, pause. Don't judge it, just name it. That's a fear of failure. That's my unworthiness speaking. That's the old voice, not the current me. Then replace it, not with toxic positivity, but with truth. I may fail, but I will learn. I've done hard things before. I can do this. I am still becoming. This is part of it. This is how you start reprogramming your inner dialogue, not by force, but by consistency. You can't erase years of conditioning overnight, but you can interrupt the pattern. An interruption is how rewiring begins. When you change what you say to yourself, you change what becomes possible for yourself. Mental barriers thrive in silence. They grow strongest when left unchallenged. When you accept them as normal, when you operate under their rules without even realizing it. But what if you stopped accepting them? What if you asked yourself, what if this thought is wrong? What if this belief isn't mine? What if I've outgrown this limitation? Now you're not a prisoner of your thoughts. You're a challenger. And challengers grow strong. You don't have to break every wall in one day. You only have to make the first crack. Build new beliefs through action. You cannot think your way into confidence. You must act your way into it. Take small risks that contradict your old stories. If you believe your voice doesn't matter, speak up in a room. If you believe you always fail, complete something, even small. If you believe you don't belong, show up anyway. Each of these moments becomes a counterpoint, a data point in favor of a new truth. And over time, your identity begins to shift, not because you forced it, but because you proved it. Small action creates momentum. Momentum builds belief. Belief unlocks courage. And courage breaks walls. Affirmation is a tool, not a trick. Affirmations aren't about convincing yourself of a fantasy. They're about choosing what narrative you want to rehearse. Your mind is always listening. So what story are you feeding it? Try this practice for the next 7 days. 1. Write down 3 limiting beliefs you often think. 2. For each, write a counter affirmation rooted in truth. 3. Read those affirmations aloud each morning. Notice how you act differently during the day. This is not magic. It's neuroplasticity in motion. You are retraining your mental pathways, one word at a time. And eventually, your mind will learn what your soul already knows. You are not your past thoughts. You are your next decision. Every belief you hold is either a wall or a window. It either keeps you confined or it lets the light in. The work of breaking mental barriers is not one grand breakthrough. It's a daily practice of choosing courage over comfort. You might still hear old voices. They may still whisper doubt when you try something new, but now you'll recognize them. And more importantly, you'll know you don't have to listen. The moment you question a belief, you weaken it. The moment you act in spite of it, you break it. This is what freedom feels like. Lead yourself first. If you want to live fully, lead others, or create change, you must first become the leader of your own thoughts. That means holding yourself to new standards. Don't say things to yourself that you'd never say to a friend. Don't define yourself by your worst moment. Don't mistake hesitation for truth. True leadership begins within. And the strongest minds are built through discipline, compassion, and choice. You get to choose what stays in your belief system. You get to choose what gets rewritten. You are not powerless. You are the architect. Your power practice. This week, practice mental leadership. 1. Every time a limiting thought arises, pause. Label it. 2. Ask, where did this come from? 3. Replace it with a more empowering truth, one that aligns with your values. 4. Take one small action that affirms the new belief. Repeat daily. Track the shift. As you do, you'll notice something remarkable. You'll start feeling lighter, stronger, more honest, more alive. Because the real you has been under the noise all along. And now, the walls are finally coming down. Chapter 3. The Power of Clarity. There is nothing more exhausting than chasing a goal that isn't yours, or worse, chasing 100 things at once with no idea why you're doing any of them. Clarity is power. Without it, we scatter our energy. With it, we aim like a laser. Most people don't lack motivation. They lack direction. They're busy, tired, distracted, constantly pulled in a dozen directions, not because they're incapable, but because they haven't defined what truly matters. When you don't know what you're moving toward, everything feels urgent. And nothing feels meaningful. Clarity ends the noise. It silences the confusion, the overthinking, the indecision. It tells your brain, this is where we're going. This is who we are. This is what we say yes to and what we don't. Clarity creates boundaries. Clarity builds courage. Clarity frees your time and sharpens your focus. It is not a personality trait. It is a discipline. So how do we find clarity? We don't stumble across it, we create it by asking better questions and giving honest answers. Start here. 1. What do I truly want right now? 2. Why does it matter to me? 3. What would I do if I wasn't trying to please anyone? Don't rush your answers. The truth is quiet, but it's always there. Beneath the fear, beneath the noise, beneath the shoulds. When you stop trying to be everything for everyone, you remember who you are for yourself. And that's where power begins. Clarity is not about having all the answers. It's about knowing the next right step. When your mind is clear, decisions become easier. You stop second-guessing. You stop chasing validation. You stop getting lost in what everyone else is doing. You simply ask, does this align with who I'm becoming? If yes, you move. If no, you don't. Clarity saves you time. It saves you energy. But more than anything, it gives you peace. Because indecision is exhausting. It's a slow leak of energy, draining your momentum while pretending to be safety. The more decisions you leave unmade, the heavier your life feels. The more things you say yes to that don't serve you, the further you drift from your real path. Clarity brings you back. The two kinds of clarity. There are two types of clarity. One, internal clarity. Who you are, what you value, what matters to you. Two, directional clarity. What you're moving toward, what you're building, why it matters. You need both. Without internal clarity, you build a life that looks good but feels empty. Without directional clarity, you have passion but no plan, energy but no focus. But when you combine them, something powerful happens. You stop spinning your wheels. You stop waiting. You start creating with intention. You don't need to see 10 steps ahead. You just need to see the next one and take it. Permission to pivot. One reason we avoid clarity is this. We're afraid we'll get it wrong. We think that once we decide, we're locked in. But here's the truth. Clarity doesn't mean rigidity. It means ownership. It means making a decision based on who you are today and giving yourself permission to grow and evolve tomorrow. You're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to pivot. You're allowed to get clearer over time. Don't fear clarity because you're afraid it might change. Fear never choosing because you're afraid to start. The only clarity that lasts forever is the kind that's never tested. Clarity acts like a lens. It sharpens everything you see. Once you know what matters, you start noticing what doesn't. You stop settling. You stop tolerating things that drain you, distract you, or disguise themselves as fine. You begin to say no with confidence, not guilt. You begin to say yes with energy, not hesitation. Because clarity creates boundaries. It tells you, this is what I'm building. This is how I want to feel. This is what I will and will not allow into my space. You stop being pulled in a dozen directions. You start living on purpose. Clarity will cost you something. Here's the part people don't talk about. When you get clear, you might lose things. You may lose relationships built on your confusion. You may lose routines that no longer serve you. You may lose the old version of yourself that stayed silent, small, or scattered. But what you gain is far more powerful. Alignment, energy, truth. Clarity may narrow your circle, but it will deepen your roots. It strips away the noise and brings you back to the core of who you are and who you're becoming. Define your standards. One of the most practical ways to create clarity is by setting personal standards. These are not rules. They are reminders. They tell the world and yourself how you move, what you honor, and what you expect. Examples of powerful standards: I don't explain my worth. I protect my time and energy. I don't say yes when I mean no. I take responsibility, not blame. These standards become your foundation, and they make your decisions easier. Because you're not making them from emotion. You're making them from alignment. The more clear your standards, the less noise you'll tolerate, and the more quickly you'll recognize what belongs in your life. Clarity isn't a one-time breakthrough. It's a lifestyle. Every new level of your life will ask for a new level of clarity about who you are, what matters most, and what you're no longer willing to compromise. Clarity isn't loud. It doesn't demand attention. It gives you direction. It helps you walk into rooms where you used to shrink and stand tall. It helps you leave behind what once felt safe and step into what's true. You don't need to wait for a perfect plan. You need to make a clear choice. Because with clarity, you can do less and achieve more. You can speak fewer words and say more. You can stop rushing and start living. Your clarity practice. Take time this week to complete this exercise. Write your answers honestly and without judgment. 1. What area of my life feels the most confusing or cluttered right now? 2. What would clarity in that area look like? 3. What do I need to remove, release, or rewrite to create it? 4. What's one small action I can take today to move toward that? Vision? Don't wait for everything to be clear. Clarity grows when you take aligned action, not before, but during. You may not have it all figured out, but you're no longer lost. You're focused. You're aligned. You're clear. And that is a power most people never claim. Keep going. Your next chapter deserves your sharpest mind and truest heart. Chapter 4. Emotional Mastery. Emotions are not problems to solve. They are messengers to listen to. They do not weaken you. They wake you up. We live in a world that rewards numbness. Stay productive. Stay composed. Don't feel too much. Don't make others uncomfortable. But if you want to unlock your hidden power, you must learn to feel fully and wisely. Not to become reactive, but to become masterful. Emotional mastery is not the absence of emotion. It's the presence of awareness and skill. It's knowing what you're feeling, why it's there, and how to respond in a way that builds rather than breaks. You can be powerful and tender. You can be strong and sensitive. You can feel it all and still lead yourself with intention. The 3 levels of emotional power. 1. Emotional awareness. What am I feeling? 2. Emotional ownership. What triggered this and what's my responsibility? 3. Emotional direction. What action aligns with who I want to be? When you move through these levels, you gain more than control. You gain choice. You stop reacting based on habit and start responding from clarity. This is true emotional power. Not suppression, not outburst, but intelligent presence. One of the greatest signs of emotional growth is the gap between stimulus and response. In that gap is your power. It's the difference between yelling and breathing, between shutting down and staying open, between regretting and learning. Most people skip the gap. They feel, they react. But emotional mastery lives in the space in between. You feel, you pause, you choose. This pause isn't weakness. It's wisdom. It's a signal to your nervous system that you are in charge now. You are not your reaction. You are your response. Emotions are data, not directives. Your emotions are real, but they are not always right. They are messengers, not masters. They show you something important is happening, but they don't always tell the whole truth. Anger might be covering grief. Sadness might be pointing to unmet needs. Anxiety might be alerting you to uncertainty, not danger. When you listen deeply, you begin to understand the layers beneath the surface. And when you understand, you can lead yourself with clarity. Ask often, "What is this emotion here to teach me?" That question alone turns chaos into clarity. Label to liberate. One of the simplest tools for emotional mastery is called labeling. When you name what you're feeling, you create space between yourself and the emotion. Try it. I feel overwhelmed. I feel uncertain. I feel unappreciated. Now you're not drowning in it. You're standing beside it, examining it. That shift is subtle, but it's everything. Because when you name it, you tame it. And once tamed, you can choose how to move through it, instead of being controlled by it. You can't control every emotion you feel, but you can create an internal environment where you process instead of explode. This is emotional regulation, the ability to stay grounded, centered, and resourceful, even when life gets intense. Regulation is not about pretending everything is fine. It's about staying connected to your calm, even when the storm rolls in. Regulation tools that work. 1. Breath work. Slow, intentional breathing activates your parasympathetic nervous system and moves you from fight or flight into rest and respond. Try this. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold for 4. Exhale for 6. Repeat for 3 minutes. Second movement, emotions live in the body. Shaking out your hands, stretching, or going for a walk can reset your nervous system. 3. Journaling. Write freely about what you're feeling. It doesn't have to be pretty. It just has to be real. 4. Reframing. Ask, what else could this mean? This opens space for compassion and curiosity instead of assuming the worst. These aren't just coping tools, they're power practices. They teach your body and mind to respond to life with presence instead of panic. You are not broken. If you struggle with emotional regulation, you're not weak, you're human. You were never taught how to hold hard feelings. You were taught to hide them, to get over it, to stay quiet, to toughen up. But emotional strength is not stoicism. It's self-awareness. It's knowing when to pause, when to ask for help, when to feel it fully, and then let it pass. Emotional mastery doesn't make you perfect. It makes you powerful because it makes you honest. Emotion is energy in motion. If you suppress it, it festers. If you express it without intention, it explodes. But if you channel it, it transforms. Your greatest clarity, your most powerful decisions, and your deepest growth often come through emotional storms, not around them. Because emotion is not the enemy. Disconnection is. The more connected you are to your emotional truth, the more aligned your actions become. The more aligned your actions, the more fulfilled you feel. This is the path of the self-led, emotionally free person. Emotions can be rehearsed. You can teach your brain and body how to feel emotions without fear. That means noticing your anger without judgment. It means welcoming sadness like an old teacher. It means holding joy fully, without guilt, or waiting for the crash. Most people rehearse pain more than power, but you can reverse that. Try visualizing how it would feel to move through life with emotional strength, to feel your feelings, and not be ruled by them. This alone reshapes how you carry your inner world. Your mastery practice. This week, try this. 1. When a strong emotion hits, pause. 2. Label it. This is anxiety. 3. Ask what it's pointing you to. What do I need right now? 4. Breathe, journal, or walk it out. Choose your regulation tool. 5. Respond intentionally, not habitually. Do this consistently and you'll notice a shift. Your energy will steady. Your reactions will soften. Your decisions will strengthen. You are not at the mercy of what you feel. You are learning to lead yourself from within. That is emotional mastery. That is inner power. That is freedom. Chapter 5. Self-discipline and focus. Discipline is not restriction. Discipline is liberation. It's not about self-punishment, rigidity, or perfection. It's about honoring your vision more than your moods. When you're driven by discipline, you don't need to wait for motivation. You move, because you've already chosen who you're becoming. This is the difference between emotional reaction and intentional direction. Discipline is the bridge. You already have dreams, goals, and ideas, but how do you turn them into results? Discipline is the bridge between intention and reality. Motivation is fleeting. Willpower is limited. But discipline, consistent, practiced discipline, is a muscle. And muscles grow when trained. Start where you are. Small commitments repeated daily become unstoppable momentum. You don't have to be extreme. You just have to be consistent. Focus is a superpower. In a world addicted to distraction, your ability to focus is rare, and what's rare is powerful. Focus is the act of telling your brain what matters and refusing to chase noise. Every time you remove a distraction, you reclaim a piece of your power. Every time you say no to something that doesn't serve your mission, you say yes to your future. This is how discipline and focus work together. One removes resistance. The other concentrates energy. Combined, they make you unstoppable. Discipline is built on rhythm, not rigidity. You don't need to wake up at 5 a.m., run marathons, or drink green juice every day to be focused. You need to honor the promises you make to yourself. Every small promise kept builds trust. Every act of follow-through shapes your identity. This is the secret most people miss. Discipline isn't just about doing things. It's about becoming someone. When you do what you say you'll do, especially when it's hard, you start to believe, I'm someone who follows through. I'm someone who finishes. I'm someone who can be trusted by others and by myself. That is where confidence grows. Structure creates freedom. People resist discipline because they fear it will box them in. But structure doesn't cage you. It frees your mind to focus on what matters most. Think about it. When your day has direction, you feel more calm. When your schedule reflects your values, you feel more aligned. When your habits support your goals, you stop depending on willpower. Structure is not about perfection. It's about preparation. And preparation removes chaos. Build micro habits. Don't try to change your life in a week. Instead, change your trajectory. That happens through micro habits, tiny, repeatable actions that seem small today but compound over time. 10 minutes of focus before checking your phone, writing one paragraph each day, preparing your outfit the night before. These things sound small, and that's why they work. They're easy to repeat. And repetition, not intensity, creates transformation. Your future is built in your daily default, so build a default you can be proud of. Discipline is not about never slipping. It's about how quickly you reset. Everyone breaks a streak, misses a day, falls short. The difference between those who succeed and those who quit isn't perfection. It's how they respond to the fall. The reset is the ritual. If you miss a habit, restart it the next day. If you get distracted, bring your focus back. If you break a promise, recommit. The longer you stay down, the harder it feels to rise. So don't wait. Reset fast. Move forward. Fall in love with repetition. Success is boring. It's not a highlight reel. It's showing up when it's not fun, when no one is watching, when there's no applause. But repetition, especially in boredom, is where your brain rewires and your identity strengthens. Want to be focused? Train it. Want to be disciplined? Prove it in the small things. You don't need more information. You need more repetition of the right things. And that repetition is how your mind starts to believe. This is who I am now. This is what I do. This is non-negotiable. That's when transformation becomes identity. And identity never has to force momentum. It becomes the momentum. Chapter 6: Resilience in the Storm. Life will test you. Storms will come. Personal, professional, emotional. No one is immune. But the storm doesn't define you, your response does. Resilience is not avoidance, it's adaptation. It's not about staying unaffected, it's about staying rooted, especially when the winds howl and everything around you shifts. Most people try to survive storms by bracing harder, but real power comes when you learn how to bend without breaking. Resilience is grit plus grace. It's not just toughness, it's tenderness too. Resilience means holding hope when it's easier to give up. It means adjusting when plans fail, not abandoning them, but finding a new route. It means refusing to let your current challenge rewrite your identity. You are more than what's happening to you. You are what you decide to do next. Storms can shake your confidence, but they can also reveal your core. And what you'll find there, under the fear, under the fatigue, is someone stronger than you remember. Someone still standing, still showing up, still in it. Adversity is not a sign of failure. It's an invitation to evolve. Resilient people don't avoid pressure. They learn how to process it. They don't pretend to be unbothered. They learn to stay steady inside the storm. This doesn't mean you have to smile through pain. It means you allow pain to pass through you without letting it define you. What you feel is valid. How you respond is a choice. Bounce or break. When things go wrong, most people fall into two camps. Breakers, they collapse. One setback becomes an identity. I'm not good enough. It's always like this. Bouncers, they stumble but they regroup. This hurts, but I'll find my feet again. The difference isn't strength, it's perspective. Breakers believe storms are personal. Bouncers believe storms are seasons, and seasons always change. Ask better questions. When things fall apart, most people ask, why me? What did I do wrong? How will I fix all of this? Resilient people ask, what is this trying to teach me? How can I grow through this? What part of me is being forged in this fire? These questions don't make pain disappear, but they give it meaning. And meaning transforms suffering into strength. You're allowed to fall. You're allowed to feel everything. You're allowed to slow down. But never forget, every storm carries the seed of a deeper strength. And you are built to grow through it. Resilience is often built in the unseen moments. The days you show up without applause. The hours you hold yourself together when no one knows you're unraveling inside. It's not loud. It's not flashy. It's built in silence and tested in chaos. And the more you practice, the stronger it becomes. Emotional agility. Resilient people don't get stuck in one emotion. They let emotions move without resisting or clinging. This doesn't mean you bypass pain. It means you allow room for hope in the middle of it. It's okay to be frustrated and faithful, exhausted and determined, grieving and grateful. You are not one emotion. You are a spectrum. And when you allow emotional flexibility, you create inner freedom. Resourcefulness over resources. Resilience isn't about what you have. It's about what you do with what you have. Plenty of people have tools and support, but they collapse at the first sign of hardship. Others have very little, but they adapt. They ask for help. They find a way. That's resourcefulness, and it's one of the most powerful traits you can build. It says, I may not have control over everything, but I will control what I can. Your power grows every time you shift your energy from complaint to creation. Talk to yourself like it matters. Your inner voice in the storm determines how long you stay there. If your self-talk is harsh, panicked, or hopeless, your nervous system reacts, and the storm feels bigger. But if your voice is steady, compassionate, and focused, your mind believes, we can handle this. Try phrases like, I've been through worse, and I'm still here. This is hard, but I'm not giving up. One step at a time, one breath at a time. How you speak to yourself when things get hard is who you become. Resilience isn't a trait. It's a practice. Like any muscle, it strengthens with use. The more you face discomfort, the more it becomes your default state. And the more you lean into the storm, the stronger you stand after it passes. The key is to make resilience a habit, not a reaction. Embrace the change. Resilience is not about clinging to what you had. It's about flowing with what's coming. When life changes, don't resist it. Don't fight the tide. Instead, learn to ride it, because change is constant. And your ability to embrace it is the defining factor in your growth. Ask yourself, what does this change make possible? How can I use this to become stronger? What is this teaching me about who I am becoming? When you stop resisting the storm and start using it, you grow faster than ever before. Celebrate small wins. Resilience isn't about surviving big battles. It's about how you show up for the small moments that matter. Every time you honor your commitment, even when it's hard, you build emotional muscle. Celebrate the small wins. The days you showed up when you didn't feel like it. The days you found the strength to try again. Resilience isn't about winning every fight. It's about getting back up each time you fall. Your resilience practice. This week, practice building resilience with these small actions. 1. When faced with a challenge, pause. Recognize what you're feeling without judgment. 2. Shift your focus to the solution. Ask, what can I do right now to move forward? 3. Use a calming practice, like breathing, journaling, or walking, too. Reset your energy when you feel overwhelmed. 4. Commit to taking one small step toward progress each day, no matter how you feel. Remember, resilience is not about avoiding storms. It's about how you dance in the rain. And when you master resilience, you master life. Chapter 7. Creating Purpose Daily. Purpose isn't something you find. It's something you create every single day. Too often, people wait for clarity, for inspiration, for that big moment when everything clicks. But the truth is, purpose is built in the small moments, the quiet choices, and the little steps you take every day. Purpose isn't something you have to discover, it's something you choose. And it begins with a simple, powerful question. What do I want my life to stand for? When you know the answer to that question, everything else becomes a guide. Your actions, your goals, your time. Start with why. Great leaders, creators, and changemakers are clear on one thing. They know why they're doing what they're doing. Simon Sinek's famous TED Talk asks the question, why do you do what you do? And the answer is where your purpose lives, because once you know your why, the how becomes clear. But purpose isn't something you come to casually. You must reflect, ask questions, and dig deep. Why do I want to create change in my life? Why do I want to help others? Why does this goal matter more than others? When you get clear on your why, your daily actions start aligning with your values, your passions, and your long-term vision. And with that alignment comes energy. Building purposeful habits. Purpose is sustained by habits. It's not enough to feel inspired once. You must show up every day, whether you feel like it or not. Purposeful people don't wait for motivation. They create it through the discipline of their habits. Think about it. If you want to be a writer, you write daily. If you want to be fit, you work out regularly. If you want to be connected, you nurture your relationships. Purpose is not something you talk about. It's something you do. Every day. Purpose is not a destination. It's the road you walk each day. The key to living a purposeful life is consistency, not perfection, not intensity, but simple, repeated action. Purpose doesn't require grand gestures. It requires small steps that are aligned with who you want to become. And those small steps, practiced daily, will compound into massive growth over time. Consistency trumps intensity. In the age of hustle culture, it's easy to believe that success requires all or nothing effort. But the truth is, intensity doesn't always lead to results. Consistency does. Purpose isn't about burning out. It's about creating sustainable momentum. If you want to change your life, start by changing your daily actions. Instead of focusing on big leaps, focus on small, incremental changes. For example, writing 500 words a day over 6 months will result in a finished book. Working out 30 minutes every day will lead to lasting fitness. Setting aside 10 minutes of mindful reflection daily will increase your clarity. Consistency builds momentum. Momentum creates change. aligning your environment with purpose. Creating a purposeful life also means aligning your environment with your goals. If you want to focus, remove distractions. If you want to grow, surround yourself with resources and people who push you forward. Your environment is more than just physical space. It's your mental and emotional space, too. Make sure your surroundings reflect your values. Ensure that your social circle supports your vision. Curate the things that bring clarity and joy into your life. When your environment reflects your purpose, staying on track becomes easier. Purpose is not a one-time decision. It's a series of choices you make daily. Every morning you get the chance to choose again. And the more you align your choices with your purpose, the more your purpose becomes who you are. The world will try to pull you off course. Distractions will come. Temptations will arise. But when you know who you are and what you're working toward, you develop an internal compass that guides you through the noise. Commit to your vision. There will be days when motivation wanes, days when the work seems overwhelming, days when the vision feels distant. On those days, remind yourself why you started. Remember the feeling of purpose, the vision of your future self, and the people whose lives you'll touch. Your commitment will carry you through the doubts, and it will carry you through the moments when the road gets tough. Don't give up when it gets hard. Give more. Give your energy. Give your presence. Give your consistency. The power of daily reflection. Purpose grows when you pause to reflect. Reflection is the tool that connects intention with action, progress with growth, and effort with understanding. Every day, take time to check in with yourself. What did I accomplish today that aligned with my purpose? What obstacles did I face and how did I handle them? What can I improve on tomorrow? These questions give you clarity and reinforce your commitment. They help you course correct when needed and keep you grounded in the bigger picture. Celebrate the journey. Purpose isn't only about the end result, it's about the growth you experience on the way there. Every step you take, every challenge you overcome, and every small win is a victory. Take time to celebrate your progress. Give yourself credit for showing up. Recognize your growth, even if it's not as fast as you'd like. Remember, growth is often subtle. It happens in the small, consistent actions you take every day. The journey is part of the destination. Purpose doesn't require grandiosity. It requires consistency, clarity, and a commitment to the long haul. Many people begin with excitement, but only those who embrace the daily grind end up living their purpose. Purpose is not a single moment of inspiration. It's a series of small, deliberate choices made over time. It's a daily practice, not a destination. Staying connected to your why. The more connected you are to your why, the easier it is to keep going, especially when the road gets tough. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why does this matter? What difference will this make in my life and in the lives of others? Revisit your vision every morning, every week, every month. Remind yourself that what you are doing has meaning. Purpose is not a once-and-done decision. It's an ongoing process of reconnecting with your reason, your passion, and your vision. Purpose is the driving force behind everything you do, and it's the energy that fuels the daily decisions that move you forward. Trust the process. Many people are impatient with the journey to their purpose. They want quick results. They want to see immediate progress. But purpose isn't built overnight. It's built in the quiet moments of dedication, in the unseen work, and in the perseverance when no one is watching. Trust that the process is leading you somewhere meaningful. Even when you can't see the outcome yet, the work you're putting in today will pay off tomorrow. Sometimes the path to purpose is winding, but every step brings you closer to the life you're meant to live. Your purpose practice. This week, cultivate your purpose by setting the intention to focus on the following. 1. Write down 3 daily actions that align with your purpose. 2. Commit to them for the next week, no matter what. 3. Every evening, reflect, did I move closer to my purpose today? 4. Celebrate your efforts, no matter how small they seem. Purpose isn't a title. It's a way of living. It's the impact you make every single day. And when you live with purpose, you create a life that is meaningful and a legacy that will last long after you're gone. Chapter 8. Finding Your Inner Strength. Strength isn't just about physical power or mental toughness. It's about inner fortitude, the ability to hold yourself together when everything is falling apart around you. Your true strength lies in your ability to remain grounded in who you are, even when life shakes you. It's not the absence of fear, but the courage to move forward in spite of it. Finding your inner strength isn't about building muscles or learning to endure endless hardship. It's about reconnecting with the part of you that has always known how to rise. The source of your strength. We are all born with an innate strength. From the moment you take your first breath, you have the power to overcome. It's in your DNA. It's in your soul. But life has a way of covering that strength with doubt, with trauma, with the noise of the world. Inner strength isn't something you have to find. It's something you need to remember. The first step to reconnecting with your inner strength is to trust that it's there. You've survived every storm you've faced, you've navigated every challenge that came your way, and you're still here. Your strength is proven in your survival. Embrace vulnerability. Strength doesn't mean never feeling weak. It means feeling your vulnerability and choosing to keep going anyway. We often think that strength means being unbreakable, impervious to pain, and immune to fear. But the truth is, real strength comes when you allow yourself to be human. Vulnerability is not a weakness. It's a sign of resilience. It's a sign that you are connected to your own truth. It's okay to feel afraid. It's okay to feel unsure. It's okay to need help. In fact, those moments of vulnerability are when your inner strength is quietly building, when you decide to keep going, even when you don't have all the answers. Inner strength is built on actions, not intentions. It's shaped by how you show up for yourself, especially when you feel like quitting. True strength isn't always loud. It's not about grand declarations of power or about being invincible. It's about doing the hard work, day after day, and refusing to let obstacles define your path. The key to building this strength is understanding that your choices, no matter how small, contribute to the foundation of who you become. So what does it take to build this unshakable strength? It takes consistency, it takes intention, and most importantly, it takes vulnerability. Transform fear into fuel. Fear is often mistaken for weakness. But the truth is, fear is an ally, not an enemy. When you feel fear, it means you're growing. It means you're stepping into the unknown. And that's where real growth happens. Resilience is about learning to feel fear and move forward anyway. It's about feeling the tightness in your chest and choosing to act in spite of it. When you learn to transform fear into fuel, it becomes a catalyst for strength. Instead of running from it, you run toward it. You embrace the discomfort and turn it into energy. Every step you take while you're scared is a testament to your courage. And courage, more than anything else, is the root of inner strength. Ownership of your emotions. To build real strength, you must take responsibility for your emotional state. This is where true power begins. In your ability to respond to life's challenges with awareness and control. Most people react to their emotions. They feel something and let it dictate their behavior, often in ways they regret. But emotional mastery comes when you take ownership of your feelings. You acknowledge them, feel them, and then choose how to respond. You don't have to be controlled by your emotions. You have the power to direct them. This doesn't mean suppressing what you feel. It means processing emotions and then using them to propel you forward. When you take responsibility for your emotional state, you step into your power. You stop blaming external circumstances for how you feel. You realize that you get to choose how to respond to every situation. Consistency over perfection. Strength isn't about being perfect. It's about being consistent. The people who succeed in building inner strength are the ones who continue to show up. They don't stop because things are hard. They don't give up when the going gets tough. They keep going. Even when they feel weak. Even when it seems impossible. Even when they don't see the results right away. Because consistency compounds. And over time, it turns small actions into immense power. So don't worry about doing everything right. Focus on showing up every day. Focus on the next step, not the entire staircase. Because in the end, consistency creates results, and results create strength. Your strength practice. Practice these small steps to build your inner strength this week. 1. When fear arises, ask yourself, what is this fear trying to teach? Me? 2. Own your emotional state. Identify what you're feeling and choose how to respond. 3. Commit to one small action every day that aligns with your purpose, even when you don't feel like it. Remember, inner strength is not about avoiding challenges. It's about facing them head on with resilience, courage, and unwavering determination. You are strong. You are capable. And you are in control of your own power. Strength is not just about what you achieve. It's about what you overcome. Every obstacle you face has the potential to refine you. It may feel like a setback in the moment, but every challenge is a chance to grow stronger. Resilience isn't the absence of challenges. It's the courage to face them with grace, knowing that on the other side, you'll emerge even more capable. The more you rise after each fall, the more resilient you become. And every time you push through, you prove to yourself that you are capable of overcoming anything that comes your way. Endurance, not perfection. One of the greatest misunderstandings about strength is that it's about being perfect. It's not. Strength is not about getting it right every time. It's about getting back up every time. When you fail, when you falter, when you feel weak, that's where your strength is tested. It's not about how often you get it wrong. It's about how often you choose to get it right again. Endurance means holding steady in the face of difficulty. It's about moving forward when the world feels heavy. It's about continuing to show up, even when it feels impossible. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for endurance. Because endurance always wins. Strength in adversity. Adversity is not just something to survive, it's something to embrace. Every difficult experience you've faced has made you stronger. Every tough decision, every moment of struggle has contributed to your growth. When life gets hard, remind yourself, this is shaping me. This is preparing me for something greater. Without adversity, you wouldn't know your true strength. Without struggle, you wouldn't be able to recognize your own resilience. Strength is not built in comfort zones. It's forged in adversity. And the more you learn to embrace it, the more you learn about your own power. Practice mental endurance. Just like physical strength, mental endurance requires training. It's easy to be mentally strong when everything is going well, but the real test comes when the pressure is on, when the stakes are high, when you're tired, frustrated, and ready to give up. That's when mental endurance kicks in. To build mental endurance, practice this daily. When you're tempted to quit, pause and remind yourself of your why. When you feel overwhelmed, Break the task into smaller pieces and focus on one step at a time. When you want to complain, take a deep breath and shift your focus to solutions instead. Every time you choose endurance, you strengthen your mental resilience. You teach yourself that you are capable of handling more than you thought possible. Develop inner confidence. Confidence isn't built on what you accomplish in the outside world. It's built on how you feel about yourself in the inside world. Inner confidence comes from knowing who you are, what you stand for, and what you're capable of achieving. Confidence doesn't rely on external validation. It's rooted in self-trust and self-belief. The more you trust yourself, the more you'll be able to handle life's challenges. The more you believe in yourself, the more you'll step into your strength when faced with adversity. Confidence is not a gift. It's a practice. Every time you show up for yourself, every time you keep a promise to yourself, you build your inner confidence. Your strength practice. To continue building your inner strength, practice these steps. 1. Each morning affirm, I am strong, I am resilient, I am capable of handling anything. 2. When faced with adversity, pause and ask, how can I grow from this experience? 3. Set aside time for daily reflection to check in with your emotional state and reset your mental focus. Inner strength isn't something you find. It's something you cultivate, nurture, and grow through every challenge, every setback, and every success. Trust in your ability to overcome. You are stronger than you think. Your inner strength is not a sprint. It's a lifelong journey. You won't build it in a day, nor lose it in a moment. It's something you nurture consistently, patiently, and intentionally. The journey toward becoming strong within is not linear. There will be days when you feel unstoppable, and there will be days when you question your own resilience. Both are normal. Both are essential parts of growing stronger, because real strength is dynamic. It ebbs and flows, but it never disappears. It's always there, beneath the surface, ready to rise when you choose to call upon it. Patience is strength. In a world that moves at lightning speed, patience has become one of the rarest and strongest virtues. Patience is not passive. It is active acceptance, understanding that growth takes time. It's about trust, clarity, and commitment to the long view. When you cultivate patience, you strengthen your ability to withstand setbacks and delays without losing heart or abandoning your purpose. Patience reminds you that real growth, meaningful growth, happens slowly, beneath the surface, where roots become strong and foundations become secure. Trust the timing of your life. Your strength unfolds in its own rhythm. Daily commitment to growth. Inner strength requires daily nurturing. Each day offers opportunities to reinforce your mental and emotional foundation. Consider implementing these daily growth commitments. Self-awareness, check in with yourself daily. How do you feel and why? Intentionality, set a clear intention each morning for what you want to embody or accomplish. Gratitude, reflect daily on what you're grateful for. Gratitude shifts your focus from scarcity to strength. Reflection, spend time reviewing what went well each day and where you can improve tomorrow. These simple practices may seem small, but repeated daily, they become powerful anchors of strength. Over time, they cultivate resilience, clarity, and deep-rooted confidence. Seek strength in community. Inner strength does not mean isolation. It means knowing when to reach out, ask for help, and surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. A strong community multiplies your inner resources. It reminds you that you are not alone on your journey. Build relationships with those who encourage your growth and who themselves are committed to growing. Share your experiences, learn from theirs, and know that collective strength often bolsters individual resilience. True strength understands the power of connection. It recognizes that vulnerability shared is strength multiplied. Celebrate every step. Your strength journey is not a competition. It's a personal path that deserves recognition at every stage. Celebrate your small wins. Every moment you overcome fear. Every day you stay true to yourself. Every instance where you hold your ground in the face of adversity. Recognizing your achievements builds confidence and reinforces your belief in your own capabilities. Never underestimate the power of acknowledging your progress. Every celebration is a reinforcement of your strength. Your strength-building practice. As you complete this chapter, commit to this weekly practice to maintain your strength. 1. Reflect weekly. Take 20 minutes each week to journal about your recent challenges and how you overcame them. 2. Reset and refocus. Revisit your goals weekly and reset your focus if necessary. What is still important? What has changed? 3. Reaffirm your power. Weekly. Speak affirmations aloud that remind you of your resilience, courage, and inner strength. 4. Reach out. Schedule intentional time each week to connect with someone supportive, reinforcing the power of community. With practice and patience, your inner strength will continue to flourish. You will become more confident, resilient, and aligned with your deepest truths. And remember, strength is not something you need to find. It's something you consistently choose to nurture within. You have everything you need already within you. Keep nurturing it. Keep choosing it. You are strong. You are capable. You are powerful. Strength through self-compassion. One of the most overlooked yet powerful ways to build lasting inner strength is through self-compassion. Many people mistakenly associate strength only with toughness and rigidity. But true strength, lasting, resilient, and genuine, is deeply intertwined with compassion toward yourself. Self-compassion is the art of treating yourself with the kindness, understanding, and patience that you would offer a close friend. It means being gentle with yourself when you make mistakes and acknowledging your humanity when things don't go as planned. Why does self-compassion build strength? It reduces emotional suffering. When you treat yourself with kindness, you avoid unnecessary emotional turmoil, freeing up mental resources to deal constructively with challenges. It encourages growth. Self-compassion allows you to learn from mistakes rather than becoming paralyzed by them. You grow stronger from experiences rather than weaker. It builds emotional resilience. Being compassionate towards yourself enhances your ability to cope with stress and bounce back from difficulties. Learning to forgive yourself. Forgiveness is one of the hardest yet most important components of inner strength. When you hold on to guilt, regret, or shame, it weakens your ability to move forward. Forgiving yourself means acknowledging your past choices, understanding why you made them, and consciously deciding not to allow those past moments to define your present or future. Practice forgiveness regularly. Speak words of forgiveness aloud. Write them down if necessary. Say, I forgive myself for mistakes I made when I didn't know better. I forgive myself for being human and imperfect. I forgive myself for not always knowing the right thing to do. This practice frees emotional energy, allowing you to redirect it into strength, growth, and healing. Letting go of comparison. Comparison is a major barrier to inner strength. It diminishes your self-worth, clouds your vision, and distracts you from your personal growth path. Your strength comes from your unique journey, not from how you measure up against others. Instead of looking outward for validation, practice looking inward. Reflect on your own progress rather than comparing it to someone else's. Celebrate your own milestones and improvements, regardless of how small they might seem. Appreciate your personal qualities, talents, and abilities without diminishing them in the shadow of others. The less you compare, the stronger you become. Your power grows when it is rooted in self-awareness, personal responsibility, and internal validation. Develop strength through boundaries. Boundaries protect your emotional and mental strength. They communicate clearly to yourself and others what you will and won't tolerate. Healthy boundaries help you preserve your energy and stay aligned with your values. They prevent you from being drained by external demands, opinions, or criticisms. Practice creating and communicating clear boundaries by saying no when something doesn't align with your values or goals. Clearly stating your needs and expectations in relationships and professional environments. Standing firm in your decisions, even when challenged or questioned. Consistent boundary setting empowers you, builds self-respect, and deepens your sense of strength. Strength through mindfulness. Mindfulness builds inner strength by anchoring you to the present moment. Anxiety and fear live primarily in the future, regret and sadness in the past. But power, calm, and clarity reside here, in the now. When you cultivate mindfulness, you practice facing life directly, without avoidance or distraction. You learn to handle stress, discomfort, and uncertainty with increased grace and resilience. To practice mindfulness. Pause regularly during your day to check in with yourself and your emotional state. Take intentional deep breaths, grounding yourself in the present moment. Observe your thoughts without judgment, recognizing they are temporary states, not permanent realities. Mindfulness creates internal space for strength to thrive. It helps you find balance amid life's turbulence, ensuring your inner core remains stable and strong. Your long-term strength plan. To solidify the work you've done through this chapter, follow these strength-building strategies consistently. Weekly compassion check-in. Dedicate time every week to consciously practice self-compassion and forgiveness. Monthly reflection. Set aside one day a month to reflect deeply on your strength journey. Celebrate your progress, recalibrate your goals, and reinforce your commitment to personal growth. Quarterly strength audit. Every 3 months, evaluate your growth. Ask yourself, what lessons have I learned? How have I grown stronger? What new boundaries do I need to set? Remember, your strength is a lifelong endeavor. It grows with each intentional step, compassionate thought, and courageous action. You don't become strong overnight. You become strong by consistently choosing strength in your words, actions, and mindset every single day. Keep nurturing it. Keep believing in it. Because your greatest strength lies within. Chapter 9. The Art of Mindful Living. We live in a world that is constantly asking for our attention. Notifications, deadlines, distractions, and noise, all pulling us in different directions. Mindful living is the antidote. It is the quiet rebellion against the chaos. It is the decision to slow down, to breathe deeply, and to live with full presence in each moment. Mindfulness is not a technique, it's a way of being. It's how you observe your thoughts without being ruled by them. It's how you experience the world, not on autopilot, but with full awareness. The power of the present moment. Your true power doesn't exist in the past or future. It exists in the now. This moment, right here, right now, is the only place where life actually happens. When you dwell on the past, you become trapped in regret. When you worry about the future, you become consumed by anxiety. But when you return to the present, you find peace. In the present, there is clarity. There is calm. There is control. Mindfulness is the art of anchoring yourself to this moment, again and again, until presence becomes your natural state. Start with the breath. The breath is your greatest anchor to now. It's always with you. It requires no equipment, no training, only your attention. When you feel scattered, return to the breath. When you feel overwhelmed, return to the breath. When you feel lost, return to the breath. Try this. Inhale slowly for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Exhale gently for 6 seconds. Repeat for 3 to 5 minutes. Do it with intention. Feel the air moving in and out. Notice the sensations in your body. Allow your mind to soften with each breath. Breath reconnects you to life. Mindfulness is more than meditation. It's a practice of attention, moment by moment, breath by breath. You can be mindful while brushing your teeth, while cooking, walking, talking, or working. Any activity becomes a meditation when done with presence. The key is to notice. Notice the feeling of your feet on the floor. Notice the taste of your food. Notice the tone of your voice as you speak. Notice your thoughts without judging them. When you live in this kind of awareness, you start to experience life instead of rushing through it. Emotional awareness. One of the greatest gifts of mindfulness is emotional mastery. Instead of being carried away by emotions, you start to observe them. You might think, "I'm feeling anxious right now," or "there's some sadness in me," rather than "I am anxious, I am sad." This subtle shift changes everything. Because you are not your emotions, you are the observer of them. And when you observe without judgment, you create space between feeling and reaction. In that space, you gain the power to choose your response. This is where true freedom lives. Mindfulness in relationships. Mindful living also transforms your relationships. When you're present with others, you truly listen. You hear not just their words, but their tone, their emotion, their energy. Mindful listening means pausing before replying, not rehearsing your response while they speak, allowing silence to deepen understanding. When you bring full presence to your interactions, you create deeper connection, trust, and empathy. You don't need to fix, impress, or perform. You only need to be there, fully. Presence is the most powerful gift you can give to another human being. Most people live on autopilot. They wake up, scroll their phone, rush through the day, and collapse into bed, never pausing to fully experience the moment they're in. But autopilot is not where life is lived. It's where life is missed. Mindful living invites you to break that cycle, to wake up, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. When you're awake to life, you stop reacting and start creating. You stop drifting and start choosing. Awareness creates change. You can't change what you don't notice. And that's why awareness is the starting point for transformation. When you become aware of your triggers, your habits, your thought loops, you gain power. Because in that awareness, you're no longer controlled by them. You become the one choosing your path. Let's say you notice yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom. Instead of judging yourself, pause and ask, "What am I avoiding right now? What would be more nourishing?" This is how small shifts begin. You notice, you question, you choose differently. And over time, those choices create a new way of being. Slowing down to speed up. We've been taught that more, faster, louder is better, but mindfulness teaches the opposite. Less, slower, quieter often reveals more truth. Slowing down isn't laziness, it's efficiency with awareness. When you slow down, you make fewer mistakes, you conserve energy, you act with intention instead of impulse. And strangely, the more mindful you become, the more productive you become, because your energy is no longer scattered. You're focused, present, grounded. Choosing what matters. Mindful living helps you clarify what truly matters. Not every notification is urgent. Not every opinion needs a response. Not every opportunity aligns with your purpose. When you live mindfully, you begin to discern what deserves your energy, what can be released, what no longer aligns with the life you're creating. This discernment is a superpower, one that brings peace, clarity, and purpose to every part of your life. Mindfulness is not something you do once. It's a lifestyle, a commitment, a conscious way of engaging with the world, your thoughts, and your emotions. It doesn't mean you're always calm, always centered. It means you keep coming back, again and again, to awareness, to presence, to peace. That's the art of mindful living. It's not perfection, it's return. Rituals of mindfulness. Create daily touch points for stillness. They don't need to be long. They need to be intentional. Morning breath work. 3 to 5 minutes of conscious breathing before starting your day. Mindful meals. Eat one meal per day in silence, savoring each bite. Evening reflection. Ask, where did I show up fully today? Where was I distracted? These rituals are anchors. They remind you who you are and how you want to live. They are not extra tasks. They are sacred moments woven into your day, moments that return you to yourself. Finding joy in simplicity. In mindfulness, joy is found not in the spectacular, but in the simple. The warmth of sunlight on your face, the sound of rain on the roof, the deep breath that quiets your mind. These are not interruptions to life. They are life. And the more you train yourself to notice them, the more alive you feel, without needing anything more. Happiness is not found in the next achievement. It's found in this moment, right now, if you choose to be in it fully. Let presence be your practice. Presence is not a place, it's a practice. And like any practice, it deepens with time. Start small. Notice your breath. Feel your feet on the floor. Really see the person you're speaking with. Let go of multitasking. Let go of rushing. Let go of the need to always be somewhere else. Be here, fully. Now, this is where your life is waiting. Not tomorrow. Not in your next goal. Not in your next version. Your power, peace, and clarity live here, in the present. Your mindfulness practice. This week, begin with 3 simple steps. 1. Set a mindful morning intention before checking your phone. 2. Pause once per hour to take 3 conscious breaths and reset your awareness. 3. At the end of the day, write down 1 moment you were fully present and how it made you feel. You don't need to be perfect. You only need to return to this moment again and again. That is the art of mindful living. In stillness, you find your strength. In presence, you unlock your power. And in mindfulness, you become fully alive. Chapter 10. Becoming the best version of you. The best version of you isn't found. It's created. It's built choice by choice, thought by thought, habit by habit. It's not something you'll stumble upon one day. It's something you consciously design through clarity, courage, and consistent action. This chapter is about becoming that version of you. The one who doesn't settle, the one who grows without apology, the one who lives with purpose, vision, and fire. Who you are versus who you could be. There is the you that shows up today, and then there's the you that's possible, if you fully commit to growth. Your current self is just a snapshot in time, but the best version of you is the evolving masterpiece that awaits behind the choices you've yet to make. Ask yourself, what would the best version of me do today? What would they say yes to or no to? How would they think, act, and live? Let that version of you lead. Let go to level up. Growth isn't just about adding, it's also about releasing. To become your highest self, you must be willing to let go of old stories that keep you small, habits that drain your energy, environments that don't inspire growth. Sometimes the biggest breakthroughs come when you stop carrying what no longer fits the person you're becoming. Letting go is not loss. It's preparation for expansion. The more space you create, the more you make room for greatness. The best version of you doesn't arrive someday in the future. It begins the moment you start thinking, feeling, and acting like that version. Now, this is the power of identity design. Act as if. If you want to become someone new, you must begin living as that person before you feel ready. This isn't fake. It's alignment. Ask yourself, what does the best version of me do when they wake up? How do they handle pressure? How do they speak about themselves? Then do what they would do. Now. Not perfectly. Not dramatically. Just one decision at a time. Because transformation happens in the doing, not in the waiting. You don't become the best version of yourself by overthinking. You become it by acting accordingly. Upgrade your habits. Your habits shape your identity. They build or break your future, silently and consistently. To live at your highest level, your habits must match your goals. You can't say you want confidence and speak self-doubt all day. You can't say you want clarity and live in distraction. Audit your daily rituals. Ask, are these habits leading me toward or away from my best self? Start small. 5 minutes of movement each morning. One affirmation before stepping into a challenge. Replacing one complaint with a solution. Each habit is a vote for the person you want to become. Stack those votes wisely. Visualize your future self. Clarity creates movement, and visualization strengthens belief. Spend 5 minutes each day picturing the best version of yourself. What does their life look like? How do they walk into a room? What energy do they carry? Then bring one of those traits into your reality today. Even one small shift aligns your mind with the version of you that's waiting to emerge. Becoming the best version of yourself means leaving behind the comfortable version of yourself. And that's hard. Because comfort feels safe. It's familiar. But it's also the enemy of growth. To level up, you must face the resistance that shows up when you stretch beyond your limits. Face the resistance. Resistance comes in many forms: procrastination, fear, self-doubt, distractions, perfectionism. But it all boils down to one thing: the fear of stepping into your full power. Because when you step into your best self, you take full responsibility. You can't hide. You can't blame others. You can't coast anymore. So your mind creates resistance. Not because you're weak, but because you're growing. Expect resistance. Welcome it. Use it as a signal that you're on the right path. Discipline creates freedom. The best version of you isn't ruled by mood or motivation. They're led by discipline. Discipline is not punishment. It's self-respect in action. It's saying, I don't wait to feel like it. I do it because it matters. Discipline builds. Confidence, because you learn to trust yourself. Consistency, because you act even when it's hard. Freedom, because your choices align with your future. Start small. Keep promises to yourself. Show up, even when it's uncomfortable. Discipline is how you build a life that reflects your potential, not your excuses. lead yourself first. The best version of you is a leader, not just of others, but of yourself. Self-leadership means making choices that reflect who you want to be, not who you used to be. Taking ownership of your results, your mindset, and your energy. Being honest with yourself about where you are and committed to where you're going. No one is coming to save you. The life you want requires you to lead yourself first. And when you do, others follow. Not because you told them to, but because you became an example worth following. The best version of you isn't built overnight. It's built daily, in silence, in discomfort, and in repetition. The world may not notice at first, but you will. You'll feel it in your posture, in your tone, in your peace. Consistency creates confidence, and confidence unlocks everything. Live like it's already true. Whatever version of you you're chasing, live like they already exist. Speak like them, move like them, make decisions as they would. Because when you live like it's true, the world eventually reflects it back to you. Your outer world is a mirror of your inner beliefs, and your identity will always follow your actions. Define your legacy. The best version of you doesn't just live for now, they live for impact. Ask yourself, what do I want to be remembered for? How do I want people to feel after interacting with me? What will my life teach others? Your legacy is not something you leave behind. It's something you live day by day. It's the energy you bring, the love you give, the truth you stand for. Keep becoming. There is no finish line, no final version, only the next evolution. Keep becoming. Keep growing. Keep shedding the version of you that no longer fits. Life isn't asking for your perfection. It's asking for your participation, your courage, your full presence. So show up as your highest, as your truest, as your strongest self. Your becoming practice. As you close this chapter, begin with this. 1. Visualize your highest self. See them clearly, daily. 2. Align one habit per week with their lifestyle. 3. Celebrate your shifts, even the smallest ones. Commit out loud. I am becoming the best version of myself, and I'm doing it on purpose. You have everything you need. It's already within you. Now choose it, live it, become it. This is your moment. This is your power. This is your legacy.